Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the Gary Zimak Show. My name is Gary Zimak. I'm going to be here with you for the next 30 minutes, and I hope you're able to stick around for the entire show. Today, we're going to look at the Mass readings for the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The theme today is producing fruit that will last. Producing fruit that will last. We're going to read about seed in the gospel. Seed sown by a sower. That's tricky to say, but I got through that okay. A great message today with the reminder for us as we look at these readings that God speaks to us all the time through Scripture, through the teachings of His church, and He speaks in other ways too, but the main ways that He speaks to us is through Scripture, through good spiritual reading, and really the teaching of His church. He speaks through other people. He speaks through nature. He gives us inspirations, thoughts, and feelings, and, you know, He speaks in a number of different ways, but the main way that, and especially when we look at His word on this show, the main way that He speaks to us, the most easy way, the most sure way that He speaks to us is through sacred Scripture, and that's what I focus on this program. We look at the Mass readings for Sunday's Mass, the upcoming Sunday's Mass, and we analyze them. I read them, and I share some thoughts about them, and that's what we're going to do on today's program. And I want to let you know how happy I am to be with you once again. I am so grateful for your support, for your financial support, for your prayers, for your kind wishes. It's a blessing to be able to do this program with you. And I'll tell you a little secret. When I have bad days, and I had a tricky day today. It was a little, some unexpected twists and turns. If you listen to my daily podcast, Following the Truth. Earlier this week, I talked about a tree falling on my house, a tree branch. Now, fortunately, I don't think it did any major damage. I haven't gotten it looked at yet. It didn't look like it did any major structural damage. But here we are in the midst of this COVID-19 crisis, you know, doing everything we can to avoid getting the dreaded virus and looking at the protests that are taking place and the anger that we see throughout the United States. And, you know, you start to realize, you start to think you know your enemy. It's like, all right, I just got to make sure I stay away from the riots. I got to make sure I don't get anybody mad, and that on social media, that I don't say anything wrong, and that I don't get the coronavirus. So I do that, I'm good, right? And all of a sudden, you get a thunderstorm and a massive tree branch falls on your house, and you think like, oh, man, I didn't see that one coming. But what's the reminder? The reminder is God is in control, not us. And you know, He wants us to use our common sense. He wants us to prepare. He wants us to be prudent, to make wise decisions. But He also wants us to recognize He's the one in charge, and we're not calling the shots. So that's a lesson that I've been learning, and I think I'm going to be learning this for the rest of my life. I thought that I had it figured out, but I guess not quite. He's still trying to teach me. But I hope you are doing well today. I'm not having a bad day. Oh, the point. I knew there was a point I was trying to make. The point is, sometimes I do have rough days, and I'm feeling a little down. But when I get to hang out with you and read the Word of God on the air and know that you're listening, you're on the other side of this microphone, and don't kid yourself. I know you're there. I mean, I really do. When I say we're just a couple of friends sitting around at the table talking about Jesus, cracking open our Bibles with a nice cup of coffee or a snack or whatever you got, I really believe that, and I feel that, and I really see you on the other side of this microphone. We're friends, we're family, we're brothers and sisters in Christ, and it really picks me up. So thank you for everything that you do to really help me, to help build my spirits and to, you know, to give me some hope, because there's times when I don't feel hopeful. Don't kid yourself. But, you know, you got to remember, feelings are not facts. You can feel hopeless at times. We all go through that. Doesn't mean anything is ever hopeless. With God, all things are possible. Can I get an amen? All right. Thank you. Hey, I'm going to take a sip of my beverage here. I got a nice hot cup of coffee. Oh, that's good. Hope you've got a nice beverage. Hope you're ready to get started. Let's pray, and then we'll get right into these mass readings. Again, we got some really good ones today. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father God, you are almighty. You are all-powerful. You are all-loving. Father, we know you are looking at us right now as we pray, and we know that you're pleased because you love it when we come to you in prayer. Father, we turn to you, and we thank you for creating us. One thing for sure, we are alive at this moment in time, which is an example of your providential care for us. You're sustaining our lives, and we're really grateful for that, Father. Father, we ask you to grant us what we need this day. Some of these things are known to us. Some of them are not. You have a better idea of what we need than we do. So we present our needs to you, Father God. We ask you to bless us. We ask you to keep us safe. We ask you to grant us the grace that we need to remain free from sin this day. We pray, Father, that you send us a new and generous outpouring of your Holy Spirit so that our minds and our hearts can be open to the words of sacred scripture today. Make these readings come alive. Speak to us, Father. Allow these words to bear fruit, positive, good fruit in our lives. Father, use me as your instrument so that I can share your message, not my own message, but your message. And we ask these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, who is your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. All right. Thanks so much for praying with me. My name is Gary Zimak. The name of this show is The Gary Zimak Show. And today, we're going to look at the Mass readings from the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We're going to go planting some seed. We're going to be farmers for a minute. Now, as I do on the show every week, I always start with the gospel because the gospel stands alone. The church teaches that the gospel has a place of prominence in the Bible. So the gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, those gospels are above the other readings. Everything in the Bible is the inspired word of God, but the gospels are prominent. They're first. So I always start with the gospel because really, for the Sunday Mass readings, everything is based upon the gospel. The first reading and the psalm are picked to match up to the gospel. The second reading proceeds sequentially. It's not always, and it's not usually picked specifically for the gospel. But the point is, I like to start with the gospel to give us the major theme. I am going to use the shorter form of today's gospel because on a radio program, if I read the full gospel, the church gives a shorter form. So when you go to Mass, you're going to either hear the longer form or the shorter form. On the radio, the shorter form works much better because I don't want to lose you. But today's gospel is Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. Matthew 13, 1 through 9. Now let's just pause. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to open our hearts and our minds He wants to speak to us. There's a message here. Let's listen to his word. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Now, I want to just stop here and talk about this for a minute. What do you think motivates Jesus? I mean, you know, like when you decide, I'm going to go out of the house and I'm going to go to the store, or I'm going to go down to the park, or I'm going to go to church. How do you decide what to do? Right? You usually get a thought. You know, I think I want to go down to the park today. I want to take a walk, or I think I need to go to the store. I need to do my grocery shopping. It begins with a thought in your mind. Jesus didn't, as far as we know, he didn't have an agenda. He said, all right, okay, let's see. Today, let me consult my book, my father's book, and today I'm supposed to go down by the sea, right? I mean, we don't see any indication of that in Scripture. It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit led Jesus to do what he did. I mean, that's his spirit. That's Holy Spirit lives in Jesus. And guess what? He gave that spirit to us too. So if we are able to tap in to that spirit, the Holy Spirit given to us at first at baptism and strengthened in confirmation, we can be guided as Jesus was. And I realize I might be oversimplifying some of this. This is mystery, so it's pretty complicated. I don't profess to understand it all. But the Holy Spirit did live in Jesus and direct him, much in the same way. If you'll listen to the Holy Spirit will direct you too. So Jesus went down out of the house, sat down by the sea. You know, you picture him sitting down by the sea, and such large crowds gathered around him that he had to get into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. So everybody's standing along the shore listening to Jesus, who's sitting in the boat. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, now you ready? This is a parable. A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit 100, 60, or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. All right, let me ask you a question. What is the difference in the seed? What is the difference in the seed that's planted? There is none, right? It's the same seed. But if you notice, some seed fell in the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Never got to bear fruit, never got to grow. The seed did not grow. Some seed fell on rocky ground where there was little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep, so the seed began to grow. But when the sun rose, it was scorched, and then it withered for lack of roots. So the seed immediately produced some growth, but then it withered because the roots were not deep, because it fell on the rocky ground. And then some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. And, you know, this happens to many of us. Well, let me just finish this before I go there. And then some seed fell in rich soil, and it produced fruit 100, 60, or 30-fold. So we have a difference. Same seed produces either nothing because the birds ate it, all the way up to producing fruit 100, 60, or 30-fold. Same seed. The only difference was the soil. Right? Rich soil, rocky ground, among thorns, on the path. The seed is the word of God, the message the Lord gives us. Or we could say the seed is grace. The Lord gives us grace. But let's today, for the purposes of this gospel and these messages, let's look at it as God's message. So he comes to us with his word in either scripture or tradition, which is the teaching of the church. And as Catholics, we believe that the word of God consists not just of sacred scripture, but sacred tradition with a capital T, which is the apostolic tradition handed down through the generations as the official teaching of the church. This seed bears different fruit in different lives because some people don't care. And I've shared before my story for many years. I didn't care. I really didn't care what Jesus had to say. I knew the stories. I knew about Jesus. I went to Catholic school for 12 years, but I wasn't really that interested in letting his words bear fruit in my life. You know, he tells me I have to love somebody else, love my enemies. Well, I'm not really interested in that. If he tells me I should pray constantly, well, I don't really care about that because I got other things to do. That's the way I rolled for many years. It wasn't his problem. He was giving me the seed I needed. I received the Eucharist week after week after week for decades. I never fell away from going to Mass, but the Eucharist was bearing very little tangible fruit or good fruit in my life because I didn't care. My soil wasn't good. All of our lives bear some kind of fruit, but it's not all good. It's up to us to take what the Lord gives to us, you know, his word, scripture, tradition, and let it bear fruit in our lives. That's up to us. And our goal should be to bear as much good fruit as possible. That's our goal. And it's the Holy Spirit's job to transform us into the image of Jesus so that we will bear good fruit. If we bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, they're the fruits of the Holy Spirit. If we're bearing that kind of fruit, then it shows that we are cooperating with the Spirit, letting him work in our lives and bearing good fruit. That's the kind of fruit we should be bearing. But we have control over that. And I think that's the point we need to remember. We got control over that. We have to be willing. We have to make sure we are good soil. Let me look at the first reading now. It's from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 through 11. Thus says the Lord, just as from the heavens the rain and snow come down and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. My word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. Now, we can look at the word of God, Jesus, second person of the Trinity, who did the will of the Father. That was his goal. That's why he was here. That's why he became flesh. Everything Jesus reiterated frequently, I am here to do the will of my Father. That's what you and I are called to do also. He gives us his word. We're hearing his written word right now in Scripture. What kind of fruit is it bearing in our lives? That's what we all have to look at. And are we open to letting his word bear fruit? I've said this before, and I'm pretty sure I said it on this show. I've got my favorite Bible passages. And if I need a quick pick-me-up, I know where to go to the ones that make me feel good. The anti-anxiety ones, the God loves me ones, they're good. They make me feel real good. I don't necessarily gravitate to the ones I don't want to hear. And a lot of us do that, right? We got our favorites, or sometimes we'll follow along. We'll either be reading the Bible or we'll go to daily Mass and listen to the readings or Sunday Mass, listen to the readings and say, oh yeah, you know what, I didn't really want to hear that one today. That's not the one I wanted to hear. But it's probably the one you needed to hear. Yeah, that's right. It's a challenging message. And I know that. But understand this. The Word of God is living, breathing, and dynamic. When the Lord speaks to us through these scriptures, He really is trying to tell us something. Are we listening? Is our soil good? Or do we have a bunch of junky soil? You know, one of the points I meant to make on the gospel, but I kind of got sidetracked, was that the seed that grew up among thorns, those thorns represent anxiety, comforts, distractions. Many times the seed God plants in us doesn't bear fruit because we're not listening. Or we hear it at once and we walk out of the church building after Sunday and our problems take over. And we completely get distracted. We aren't really listening to what he's telling us. Let's try to make it a point to change that and let our soil be good. The responsorial psalm is Psalm 65. The seed that falls on good ground will yield a fruitful harvest, right? You have visited the land and watered it. Greatly have you enriched it. God's watercourses are filled. You have prepared the grain. Thus you have prepared the land, drenching its furrows, breaking up its clods, softening it with showers, blessing its yield. You have crowned the year with your bounty, and your paths overflow with a rich harvest. The untilled meadows overflow with it, and rejoicing clothes the hills. The fields are garmented with flocks, and the valleys blanketed with grain. They shout and they sing for joy. The seed that falls on good ground will yield a fruitful harvest. Now, look, at the end of our lives, I'm not trying to go fire and brimstone on you here, but I got to, you know, I got to keep it real. I got to be honest with you. At the end of our lives, we're going to be judged. I've said that before. I don't hold back on that. I don't necessarily dwell on it. You don't need to hear that all the time, but you need to understand it. You're going to be judged. You're going to be judged on the kind of fruit that you produce in your life. A lot of bad fruit. Remember, everybody's lives produce some kind of fruit. But bad fruit, it's not going to be enough to get you into heaven. We are called to bear good fruit. And look, in this world today, we need a lot more good fruit bearers. We really do. So let's take it seriously, because I want to make sure we all get to heaven. It shakes me up when I think about this, too, because we really need to understand that. The way we're going to bear fruit is to be open and let the Holy Spirit lead us. The second reading is Romans 8, 18 through 23. Brothers and sisters, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. I love that verse. I use that a lot when I speak. The sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed to us. We think our sufferings are really bad, but you know what? We have no idea how good a relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ can be, not just in heaven. I mean, yeah, in the future in heaven, we can't even imagine what awaits us in heaven. But even in this life, a relationship with Jesus, a good, positive, healthy, deep, intimate relationship with Jesus, is going to really make you feel good. Hard to even imagine how much peace that relationship can bring. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of the children of God. For creation was made subject to futility, not of its own accord, but because of the one who subjected it, in hope that creation itself would be set free from slavery to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that all creation is groaning in labor pains, even until now. And not only that, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves as we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. God's got something good for got something good in mind for us, especially what awaits us at the end of our lives. And really, to tie it all up together, I think we do need to focus on heaven being so much better than any suffering that we have to endure in this life. So as a result, if we think about that, and a lot of times we don't think about heaven because we're too busy thinking about things in this life. I'm guilty. But the more we think about it, the more we desire it. the more we get to know Jesus. You know, don't try to do this on your own. Get to know Jesus. Make sure you pray every day. Go to Mass as frequently as you can. Read Scripture. Spend time with them. Go to confession. You know, the more you do that, the closer you become to Jesus. And the closer you become to Jesus, the more you love him, the more you want to be with him. And the more you'll desire, when your life on earth is over, to live with him forever in heaven. And then that might start you thinking about heaven. And then you work backwards and say, wait a minute, but I've got to produce some good fruit. The Lord wants me to produce good fruit so that I can live with him in heaven. And another thing that happens is, you know, that's how you think initially. This is what I found. Like, oh, I better be good so I can make it to heaven. And look, that's, God will take that. He's happy with that kind of an outlook. But eventually, as you get to know him more, you start to progress and you love him more and you care less about what's in it for me and more about what I can do for him. But you know, that's a process. That takes time. I've seen it happen in my life. I'm getting better at that than I used to be. I care more about his needs than I care about my own personal needs. And I'm not as focused on, I better not mess up so I get to heaven. But I'd like to produce some good fruit because I love Jesus. And he's been so good to me and I want to help him out. So that really is the message of today's, of the readings today. What kind of fruit are you bearing in your life? Is it good fruit? Or is it bad fruit? It's some kind of fruit, good or bad. Check the soil. It depends on the soil. Same word of God. I mean, we heard those readings today. Some people are going to hear those readings like I did for so many years and not even listen. Daydream through them. Don't let that happen to you. That's one of the reasons I do this show, because I want to get you prepared. So when you do hear these on Sunday, you really are open and let him speak to you. He's telling you with these readings, I want you to bear good fruit. I want to help you. I want to give you the grace. But are you willing? So that's the question. Are you willing to bear good fruit? If you do, you're going to get a big reward. You're going to get a big reward and you're going to help a lot of people and you're going to change this world. And we really need some people who are willing to change the world, right? All right. Hey, listen, thanks for listening to the program today. I got a couple minutes left. I just want to say before we close, if you need more information about my work, please visit followingthetruth.com. If you have a question, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I mentioned the tree thing. Also, these are really tough times financially for those of us who are in full-time ministry. If you are able to help me financially to keep this program going and keep my ministry going and maybe help get that tree cut down that's laying on my house, I would greatly appreciate it. You know, if you don't have it, please just say a prayer. You know, I appreciate your prayers. They're really important. I'm not telling you to use money you don't have, but if you're able to, I would really appreciate it, and I can use the financial support. All you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and it'll direct you to PayPal, where you can either become a monthly sponsor or you can make a one-time donation. It's done totally securely. If you do become a monthly sponsor, you can cancel after one donation, so you're not locked into anything. But whatever you want to do, if you could help me out financially and help me keep going with my ministry, I'd be very grateful. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Hey, I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to pray that you bear some good fruit in your life. Would you pray for me too? I would really appreciate it if you would. God willing, I plan to be back here next week on The Gary Zimak Show. I hope you'll be able to join me too. Have a wonderful week. Good luck bearing fruit in your life. Remember, God loves you. He's going to give you what you need. Just make sure your soil is open to receiving the word. God bless you. Talk to you next time.
These are unprecedented times for our world, our nation, and our faith. Cities are being burned. The debate rages over our national identity, and a global pandemic has shut down our parishes and deprived the faithful of the sacraments. Times like these can challenge our faith and our hope. Now more than ever, Catholics need to utilize technological advances to strengthen their faith. Endorsed by faithful bishops and cardinals, Breadbox Media is answering this need by providing on-demand podcasting that is faithful to the magisterial teachings of the Catholic Church. Our podcasts let you nurture your faith at any location, at your convenience, and at no cost. We are able to provide this free service because of the generosity of our donors. Would you consider giving a donation today to support this vital ministry? Not only is your donation tax deductible, but you will be helping to transform hearts, minds, and our culture for Christ. Donations can be made by going to breadboxmedia.com. Thank you, and may God bless you.